Hello, kids! This is podcaster Jennifer L. Kalangan of Liwan Norte Elementary School. I want to welcome and thank you for joining in our episode today. I am indeed glad that you are with us today because this podcast is specially designed for you. So sit back and relax as I take you to another wonderful and amazing learning experience. Today, children, we will be talking about fact and opinion. So what do you think is the difference between the two? How can understanding fact and opinion help you when you listen or when you read? Let's get started. When we say fact, it is something that is true and can be proven. Whether you like it or not, you have to accept it because it is the truth. For example, there are 12 months in a year. This is a fact because there are really 12 months in a year, from January to December. Another example, the Philippines is an Asian country. This is again a fact because Philippines is really a part of Asia. Another one, Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States of America. This is another fact. You can look the information in a book or encyclopedia in a local library or use online resources to prove the statement to be true. Now, let's have opinion. It is a statement of belief or judgment about something. In other words, it is what a person thinks or feels. Meaning, it may be true for some, but it's not true for others. For example, Monday is the best day of the week. It is an opinion because not all people like Monday, okay? Another example, reading is a boring activity. Again, this is an opinion because for some, yes, it is a boring activity. But for others, it is exciting and an interesting activity to do. Now, let me give you one more example. My little dog at home is the cutest dog in the world. This is an opinion because I, as the owner of the dog, might think so. But other people would have different opinions. You might even say at the moment that your dog is cuter than mine. Am I right? When you listen, or when you read, there are a number of signal words that can help you recognize a statement that might be an opinion. For example, adjectives, adverbs, and other signal words. While careful observations or measurements can help identify a fact. For example, percentages and specific measurements like temperatures and ages can be clues that a statement is a fact. So, facts are important because they help us communicate information in a way everyone can understand. Yes, that is very right. And opinions help us express our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So how does this help me when I read? You are asking an excellent question. Understanding the difference between in facts and opinions can help you beyond the literal meaning of statements more critically.
Are the best fruit.
That's an opinion.
The sky is blue.
That's a fact.
Blue's my favorite color.
That's an opinion.
Ooh. Opinions can be different, but a fact is true.
A fact is a fact, 'cause it's always true.
Won't always be the same,
and that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
If we don't agree, we can share our opinions with each other thoughtfully.
Will you try a mango?
Okay. Wow, that's good.
I'm glad we can share our opinions.
Now, here is another activity. Let me read a newspaper article by the famous chef and food critic Olive T. Cook. She ate a meal at Brantley's Bistro. Let's see what she thought. Brantley's Bistro is a restaurant located on Main Street. It is open from 11 o'clock a.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. every day. When I arrived, I was greeted promptly by a lovely hostess. I was seated and was given a menu. I ordered a sirloin steak with mashed cauliflower. I thought everything was absolutely delicious. The next time you go out to eat, you should go to Brantley's. I noticed that Chef Olive T. Cook's review contains both facts and opinions. Let us reread each statement of the article and say whether it is a fact or opinion. I want to help! Fantastic! We will read each statement and decide whether it is a fact or opinion. Let us try the first statement. Brantley's Bistro is a restaurant located on Main Street. So what do you think of this? Is it a fact or an opinion? It is a fact! Yes, it is a fact! You could prove that Brantley's Bistro's restaurant is on Main Road by driving there or looking online. Very good. Let's continue. It is open from 11 o'clock a.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. every day. Would this statement be a fact or an opinion? This is another fact. You could prove the hours by looking at the sign on the door of the restaurant. Excellent! You are beginning to sound like you are an expert. Now, let's proceed to the third statement. When I arrived, I was greeted promptly by a lovely hostess. Could this be a fact or an opinion? It is an opinion. Yes, because of the adjective lovely. Not everyone would agree that the hostess is really lovely. Am I right? Now, let's proceed to the fourth statement. I was seated and was given a menu. This statement has to be a fact. There are no feelings, emotions, or signal words. She is just simply stating what happened. Excellent! Now, let's proceed. I ordered a sirloin steak with mashed cauliflower. Do you think this statement is a fact or an opinion? It is a fact! You are right. We could look at her receipt for proof. Nice job! Let's now move on to the next. I thought everything was absolutely delicious. How about this statement? Is it a fact or an opinion? It is an opinion. Very good. Because of the signal word thought. And of course, the adjective delicious. Great job. Now, let's have the last sentence. The next time you go out to eat, you should go to Brantley's. Is this final statement a fact or an opinion? It is an opinion. Great! This is definitely an opinion. The chef just tells you what she believes you should do. Another activity. So take your pens and papers. I'm going to read statements to you. Then you just have to identify whether the statement is a fact or an opinion. Let's start. Number one, curly hair looks better than straight hair. Number two, there are 60 seconds in a minute. Number three, Christmas is the best part of the year. Number four, Earth has one moon. Number five, singing on stage is a scary thing to do. Let me read again. Curly hair looks better than straight hair. Number two, there are 60 seconds in a minute. Number three, Christmas is the best part of the year. Number four, Earth has one moon. Number five, singing on stage is a scary thing to do. Now, let's check your answers. For number one, curly hair looks better than straight hair. If your answer in this number is an opinion, then you are right. Why? Because of the word better. Next, number two. There are 60 seconds in a minute. If your answer in this number is a fact, then again, you are right. Because there are really 60 seconds in a minute. Number three, Christmas is the best part of the year. If your answer in this number is opinion, then you are right. Fantastic. Number four, Earth has one moon. If your answer in this number is fact, then that is correct. You can prove this by looking in a science book. Number five, singing on stage is a scary thing to do. If your answer in this number is opinion, then fantastic! That is very correct. Why? Because of the adjective scary. Congratulations, children! I hope you got all numbers right. So remember, an opinion expresses what you think, feel, or believe, and the fact can be proven with research. Sometimes it takes research, but often the proof is quite simple. For example, if I say pizza is the most delicious food, it would be an opinion. Many people would disagree and have their own opinions. There is no way to prove that pizza is the most delicious food to be true. But if I say Carlos' favorite food is pizza, then in that manner, I would be stating a fact. I wouldn't need to go to the library or use online resources. I could just ask Carlos and I could prove this statement to be true. Remember, there are a lot of signal words that will help you identify a fact from opinion. Becoming familiar with these signal words could help you so much. The important thing is to remember that a fact is a statement proven to be true, and an opinion is a statement of belief or judgment about something. We use facts and opinions every day in real life without even thinking about it. And sometimes, we even disagree to others' opinions. If this happens, we have to put in mind that no one should be discriminated against for their beliefs. Remember, you aren't the only person to have an opinion. We all have them. So listen with an open mind always. My dear kids, I hope you will always remember this.
Somebody makes you feel bad or uncomfortable. No, no, that is wrong. I want you to stop. Express your opinions.
No, no, that is wrong. I want you to stop. Express our opinions.
Great job!
Whenever you are ill or hurt and are in need of help, I'm sick, I'm hurt, I need some help. Express your opinions.
Express your opinions.
I love you, I love you, I love you so much. Express your opinions.
I love you, I love you, I love you so much. Express our opinions.
That was great!
Express your opinions.
Our discussion for today. I hope you learned a lot. Get ready for our next episode and of course with me, podcaster Jennifer. Don't forget to like, share, and comment about this episode. Bye, kids!